Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Bridging the gap between blindness and fashion.
Greetings everybody on VI Talk podcast today. It's Emily Davison from Fashionista, and in today's episode of 3i Frontline 101, we are going to be talking all about how to dress when you are petite. Now, this is actually a topic that I have been very highly requested to do by some of the people who are on the VI Talk forum, such as the Facebook group, and it has been quite a popular topic to talk about. So I thought I would oblige and I would talk about how to dress when you are shorter or petite or of a smaller build. So I share this problem because I myself am 5'1", and it can be really, really difficult when you are petite to dress for your body shape and to find things like jumpsuits, things like maxi skirts, certain pleats like knife pleats that fit you and that look good on your frame, and it can be a real headache. So this is actually quite good to talk about, I think, because it's something that I think is very good to discuss about, because people should really, when they're petite, should share ideas on good brands to use, good companies to use, good seamstresses to use, that kind of thing. So in this podcast, I'm going to be giving you some of my top tips as being, you know, myself, someone who is shorter, looking for brands that accommodate to shorter people. And, you know, if you are perhaps just interested to know about good brands who make good clothing or anything, or if you know someone else who is petite and you want to buy clothing or presents for them, then you can still listen to this boo, and I really hope you enjoy it. Any questions that you might have, then you can just send me a personal message via my own channel, which is Fashionista, which is spelled FashionEyeSta.com. So without further ado, let's get straight into the boo. Okay, so the first thing we're going to be talking about today is brands. Now, when you're shopping for, you know, yourself, if you're petite, or if you're shopping for your friend who is petite, the first thing is to look at what brands accommodate to that particular niche and what brands actually have ranges for people who are petite and actually have, you know, the same clothing in smaller sizes for petite people, or who have, you know, just a range of their own that for petite people. And some of the best brands that I've come across so far are as followed. So the first one is ASOS. ASOS is, as many of you probably know, it's an online marketing store. They have the best customer service I've ever experienced in my life. They are very friendly, they're very helpful, they've got a great ordering system, they're very accommodating to people who've got sight loss. They're really, really good, and I've used them for about 5 years now. I've used them ever since I was, you know, 15, and the brand is brilliant, and they have, you know, from what I've seen, a pretty reasonable, accessible website. You can also call them up, as I believe, as well, to ask them any inquiries. And it's a really great way to actually find out what's available. They have a lot of social media links like Facebook and Twitter, so you can find out and interact and find out what's available and what new stock they've got in. But not only that, they actually have a petite range, but they also have a maternity range and a tall range and a curve range as well. So it's really great if you are one of those women who needs to find more niche clothing and you are shopping around, then ASOS is a great way to go, because ASOS is a very trustworthy brand. They have very good policies, they've got very good customer services, it's very easy to send stuff back via returns if you need to, via click and collect. It is also really great because they have a lot of different clothing available in all the ranges, so alternative pieces of clothing you can find, you know, and also you can find very similar pieces of clothing to the ones that you might want if you are, you know, if you find a piece of clothing that is for regular or tall, you probably could find that in petite as well on the ASOS range. So they cater across all boards, really. They're really a fantastic brand, and I've shopped with them for years, and I would highly recommend them if you are shopping for someone who is petite, or if you yourself are petite. So the next thing I would talk about is Next. Now, Next is a really great brand for people who are petite, who have maternity needs, who are taller, who are plus ranges. Again, they're a bit similar to Asos. They have a lot of different ranges and they, again, cater across the board. Next, however, sometimes their pieces can be a bit less high fashion, more kind of, you know, traditional, classic or practical. And their brand, you know, whilst they're really great and their pieces of clothing are very good quality, and I do shop with them quite a lot, they are a brand that is a bit more difficult to access, I believe, because you can't, you know, just pay for it straight away. It has to be on a you know, an account thing, and, you know, or you have to go to the shop, which I think personally I don't like having an account with anyone. I don't like that. I'd rather pay for things up front, and if I haven't got the money, I won't buy it. So that's the only downside for Next to me, but I think they have good customer service skills. You know, more often than not, their staff are really good with people who've got sight loss. They have a really wide range of clothing. I believe they can also order things into the store if you want to buy them. And they're just a really great brand. They're just really, really nice. Their clothing is really great across all seasons. I particularly love their, you know, their jumpsuits. I've ordered a lot of petite jumpsuits from Next. And I also really like things like their trousers as well. And their basic ranges. I've got a lot of my items from there when I've had to go for job interviews and stuff. So they're a really good brand for basics and, you know, classic pieces. And things that you will wear again and again and again, because they've got really great quality pieces of clothing. Okay, so something else I would like to discuss is Levi's. Now, the reason I say Levi's, or, you know, really any brand that does very kind of, you know, designer jeans or specific jeans, like Diesel maybe as well. And you probably think, but Levi's is so expensive for a pair of jeans. Now, yes, it is. But the reason I say this is because I am very much into having good pairs of jeans. Now, I do have more cheaper jeans. I have very expensive jeans. So I can see the difference between the two. You know, more cheaper jeans are great, especially if you're a dog walker like me and you have a white dog and you want to wear black jeans because they're cheap. And if you get them ruined, like if you buy them from Primark, say, for instance, it doesn't really matter because, you know, they're only like £11. So, you know, it's not that expensive, really, when you think about it. But Levi's, they have a really great service because they offer different jeans across the board. They have the demi range, they have the bold curve range, the slight curve range, and they measure the curve of your bottom to see which you'd fit into. And they also have the plus curve, I think they have as well. But they also fit to your height as well. So they'll, you know, measure you up for a pair of jeans that will fit you perfectly, you know, height, your size, everything. So you'll get a really good pair of jeans. And believe me, in the next episode I'm going to be talking about, which is one on the date night, you really, really should invest in a really good pair of jeans for date nights, because they're the best things, you know, very figure-hugging jeans, they're really good. So, personally, I would say you need to buy it in your lifetime, if you're petite. You need to buy at least one really good quality pair of jeans. That just one pair. They will, if you look after them and if you treat them well, and you wear them when, you know, as and when you need to, and don't wear them for, like, you know, really kind of like sporty things or anything like that. If you treat them well, they will last you. Hence why you get vintage Levi's. So I think, you know, they also have student discount in Levi's if you're a student like me. But also, if you do, they have, like, I think it's a year or 3 year. A year warranty. So if you rip them or ruin them within the 1 year, or if they're faulty within that year, you can take them back. But they say this because, you know, Levi jeans are really, really good, and they're really hard wearing. And I've had pairs of jeans that have lasted me for years. I've still got a pair that I used to wear when I was 15. So they do last an incredibly long time. And if you treat them right, and, you know, wash them in the correct way, and, you know, you follow the instructions, which will be listed on the Levi website, or if you ask a Levi consultant, then you will have a really good pair of jeans that will really complement your figure, and it won't matter that you're petite. So, I mean, it's up to you, really, but personally, I think invest in a good pair of jeans and they will see you through, what you know, pretty much any situation of your life, to be honest. So, let us move on. So, another brand that's really good is Debenhams. Debenhams is really great because they have some of their own petite, you know, ranges and stuff, and they have really good, you know, lines that offer petite, and the same goes for M&S. Now, these two brands are, you know, The only downside for me is both M&S and Debenhams, whilst they cater for people who are petite, they have a little more of a pricey marketing to them. So the reason I like shopping with ASOS in particular for, you know, petite pieces, or even Levi's, or, you know, places like, again, I think Topshop have some of their own petite ranges, as do Miss Selfridge, again, all of the, you know, and I think Dorothy Perkins, but not as much. So pretty much all of the ones that come under the bracket of the Arcadia group, they all have petite ranges. And the thing that they all have in common is they all offer student discount and a lot of good deals and stuff. So that's why I like going to places like that for a lot of my petite clothing, obviously apart from my jeans, you know. But the reason M&S and Debenhams, I say, kind of one of their cons, is that they don't really offer many student discounts or many promotions. But the thing that does, you know, make Debenhams a good brand and M&S is the way that they actually have a really good quality of service. And, you know, Debenhams actually have tailor-made their personal shopping service for people who've got sight loss. And this was kind of, they worked with the RNIB, like, about 4 years ago on this whole concept. And, you know, Topshop do it as well. Topshop have a really phenomenal personal shopping service which you can access and there's no obligation to buy and you don't have to pay for it. And, you know, again, if you want to buy petite clothing, you're better off maybe to go to a store which offers personal shopping. And currently the only two I know of is Debenhams and Topshop. So you might want to consider that if you want to actually get some help if you've got sight loss and you need to go to a place that actually offers really good personal shopping. So other things to consider, right, when you're buying for petite, you might need to go and get them adjusted, or, you know, you might need to get them shortened and things, because I have to do that an awful, awful lot, and it can be a real pain in the backside, you know, for want of a better word. So it can be annoying, and the thing I think you have to remember is what you're buying. You have to think about what you're buying. So you, when you're petite, if you need to get it adjusted, then you need to think, am I going to wear that? Am I going to wear that a lot? Is it going to justify me spending this much money to then have to go and take it and get it adjusted if they don't have the petite range in that store that you're shopping in? So what I would recommend is that you only get pieces that you really like, that you don't have a lot of, that are staple pieces, that are vintage, or that are really cheap. So, for things that are really cheap, I would say go for Primark, go for charity shop clothing, go for Boho as well. So, really go for brands that kind of are on the lower, you know, margin of the price range and that you can get discounts on and they have a lot of promotional deals, or that you can get them for really cheap, or even boot fair things if you can find any clothing you like at a boot fair. And just try and make yourself as thrifty as possible when you're trying to get things adjusted, because more often than not you find really great pieces of items and they're really cheap and you can just get them adjusted for about £4 or, you know, whatever the price is, and you won't have to spend a lot of money. But, you know, when I talk about classic or staple pieces, what I mean is things that you'll probably wear around, you know, different times of the year and things that you'll have in your wardrobe for ages. So examples could be a really good pair of trousers for when you have job interviews or things like that and you need to find yourself a good seamstress to get them adjusted. Other things would be something like when you are going to want to wear things like maxi skirts, because lots of people love maxi skirts. I do. But when you're petite, it's a real, real pain out the backside, as it is for maxi dresses or jumpsuits. So you have to think, you know, do I have a lot of maxi skirts? Do I have any? If I don't, then I need to go out and get one and get it adjusted. Do I have any jumpsuits? Do I like them? Do I want to wear them? If I do, then I need to go and get one that's not light and get it adjusted. So think about what you're buying and be quite precise and cutthroat. Don't waste money and, you know, buy something you know you won't wear. You know, go and get it adjusted and then you've spent more money on it and you've not worn it, and you probably you'll be less likely to be able to flog it on eBay because you've been, A, you know, you've not worn it, and B, you know, you have had it adjusted to your height, and being that you're petite, it's going to be a bit more difficult to flog it because you have to say that you've had it adjusted. So weigh up the pros and cons. Are you going to wear it? And you've got to think about that and, you know, all aspects of it. So, I mean, I would say go for things like maxi dresses, go for maxi skirts, go for a good blazer, go for a good pair of trousers. You know, go for things that you know you're going to wear a lot and things that you haven't spent an awful lot of money on. Or if you're going to buy vintage pieces, make sure you can get them adjusted. You know, the things that can be difficult is certain materials and fabrics and things that are a bit more kind of like, you know, hard to you know, that might snag when you sew them, or things that are, like, have a particular pleat, like knife pleats, like I said, and certain pleats can be really difficult, or things like asymmetric hems. That's the one difficult thing about buying 20s clothing, because it's usually asymmetric in style. It's really difficult to get the hem adjusted, and near on most petite people that I've ever met have never bought 20s clothing for that reason, and I've never bought it because it's too difficult. So, a bit of a pain at the backside, but that's just the way fashion was in the 20s, so it can be difficult if you want to get a flapper dress. You might have to actually go and buy one that's new and been designed for a petite girl. The woes of a petite person, I suppose, but never mind. To be honest, I think you'll find that there's certain styles that, as a petite person, that will suit you, and ones that won't, and it's just the way human nature is. We're all designed differently, and we just have to learn to get along with it, to be honest. So, other things really to think about when you are petite is, you know, what you're going to be wearing and how you're going to be presenting yourself, because you might wear particular styles that will elongate your legs, or that will, you know, make you look shorter, or you, basically what I'm trying to say is that you need to make the best out of your figure, and you need to really have things that are going to highlight, you know, your physique, and, you know, make you look taller. So, obviously, the first thing I'm going to say is heels. Now, with heels, don't wear heels that make you feel uncomfortable. Don't be a slave to fashion, and don't wear them if you can't wear them, or if you don't like wearing them, because no one, you know, you should never feel under pressure to wear something that you don't like, or that you don't feel confident in wearing. So don't ever feel like that. But, you know, I would tend to say things like a good pair of trousers that will make you, like, you know, look longer. Go for things like stripes if you like them, because they will elongate your legs. Don't go for things that will chop you in half. So don't go for, like, say, for instance, a really quite, you know, bold cut lines that will really kind of, like, you know, slice your figure up in half, and, you know, make you look like you're shorter than you actually are, and, you know, really highlight your legs and things. If you, you know, want to make yourself look taller, then really you need to go for, like, skirts and things, and, you know, things that kind of end around your knee area, and that, you know, give the optical illusion that you're longer than you are. You know, possibly even things like empire lines are really good as well for that kind of thing. And just make sure you go for things that really kind of suit both your body shape in particular, because, you know, you can get petite apple shapes, you can get petite pear shapes, you can get petite hourglass figures, whatever. So make sure you're dressing for your body shape as well, but also you're making sure that you make yourself look taller if you want to look taller. Obviously, if you don't really care about, you know, how people perceive your shortness, then, you know, or your height, it doesn't matter, you know, whatever's comfortable for you. Other things I would tend to say, you might laugh at me, but you would be surprised. Fake tan goes a long way to making you look a different way. So it will actually make you look slimmer. And when you look slimmer, it usually kind of elongates parts of your body. So if you fake tan your legs, you will be surprised at how different your legs look to you and to other people. And I swear by this, because I love my fake tan, and I'm a real fake tan enthusiast, and I'm always putting it on. My personal recommendation for people who've got sight loss would always be Saint-Tropez. I would not recommend any other brand apart from them to you, because it's one of the best brands, it's one of the easiest brands to use, it has minimal streaking effects, and it's just a trustworthy brand. But I mean, Saint-Tropez is a bit more expensive, but if you want to look, you know, even if you just use it for the holiday season, you know, but I would always say that if I had a list of 101 things to buy before you die, I would always put Saint-Tropez on my list, because honestly, fake tan goes a long, long way when you are petite, and I can honestly say that. Other things that actually really help are things like jumpsuits as well. They actually really make your legs look longer. Other things would be things like, don't ever wear, okay, so this is one of the things, I don't wear ankle boots with, like, shorts or skirts or anything. I don't ever do that, because that will kind of slice your legs and your ankles in half, and that will make your legs look shorter. And it's kind of one of those fashion rules not really to wear ankle boots with, like, you know, bare legs and, you know, shorts or skirts or shirts or skirts or anything like that. I mean, you might feel differently personally. You might feel more comfortable wearing ankle boots, which is fine, but personally, I don't ever really wear ankle boots with, you know, that kind of thing. I'll always wear them with, you know, jeans or something, or trousers, or, you know, culottes, but I don't feel comfortable wearing them on, you know, on like with my bare legs and, you know, and it's something like a pair of shorts or something, because I just don't feel like it suits me. I mean, other things is that what kind of length you're going to go on your actual shape can help as well. So, you know, if you want to go for quite short shorts, then that might help as well. If you want to go for something that ends kind of just above the knee, that really looks good. If you're petite, then getting dresses that end just above the knee, kind of that sit on the knee, because I prefer to have my knees covered up. So things that sit on the knee really look good as well, and they actually help to highlight your figure and really suit people who are petite. But really, it's just about having fun. You don't need to think, because you're petite, that you have to completely change the way that you're going to dress in comparison to another person who is, you know, a regular height. You don't have to feel like that, because it doesn't matter. As long as you feel comfortable in what you're wearing, and as long as you feel like it suits you and that you are confident in it, it doesn't matter. You know, all I'm doing here is advising you as a fellow petite person, and my personal experiences on, you know, buying and styling myself, you know, and my height being 5'1", it's just a case of knowing what looks good on you and working with that to actually help highlight the aspects of your body that you want to show, but also just making sure that you know what you should be wearing or what looks good on you being petite. So I really hope that this boo helps you in some way at looking at what really helps people who are petite to dress. If you've got any of your own recommendations, or if you'd like to start a discussion point and actually say about some of the problems you've had being someone petite and trying to buy clothing for it, if you would like to come on and have a discussion about anything you don't think I've covered, or things that you think, you know, if you disagree with me on anything and you think that there's a different way of doing it, please feel free to, because I'm totally open for suggestions, because I feel like when you're petite, it is more of a discussion point, really, because you need to kind of think about, you know, different cases and how to dress when you're petite, because it's a little bit more of a difficult area for certain things when you're dressing. But like I said, it doesn't mean that you know, have to completely dress a different way to anyone else. You don't have to alienate yourself from fashion. You just need to find ways of, you know, enhancing what you have and, you know, adjusting the clothing that's available to you and finding good alternatives that won't cost the earth because of your size. So I will conclude this boo here. I really hope you enjoyed it. Tune in with me next week, and we'll be talking all about how to dress for date nights, if any of you are interested in that. And the week after, to conclude this series, we're going to be talking about all you need to know about how to dress for the holiday season. So I will catch you all next time, guys, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye!
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.